As Federal News Radio has reported, the General Services Administration gave its digital services startup, 18F, $30 million to help get it going back in 2014. The expectation was 18F fees from other agencies would enable it to pay that seed money back. But 18F won't be able to pay it back until at least 2019 now. Congress, they're impatient. And they're concerned that 18F's strategy to build and not buy is a step in the wrong direction. More now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
It's been 2 years since the administration set up the U.S. Digital Service and 18F. The point was to spark more innovation in the IT space. But some parts of government and industry say they still see the two startups as foreign entities that they don't know much about. Agency and industry IT leaders say they want more insight into the kinds of projects the two organizations are taking on, and they need better communication from them when they start up a new project with an agency. Because as startups, the digital service and 18F are still learning, and the government and industry are still learning too. House Oversight and Government Reform IT Subcommittee Chairman Will Hurd.
The startup mentality in the federal government, where it comes to disruption, is important, but the federal government doesn't have the appetite for the level of risk that the startup community has or the venture world has, right? And so that's the one thing that doesn't transfer between, you know, with that narrative.
The agencies that have worked with 18F or the Digital Service are relatively satisfied with the work they've seen. More than 60%, or 16 out of 26 agencies, told the Government Accountability Office they're very satisfied with 18F's work. 6 out of 9 agencies said the same thing of the Digital Service. But the projects both organizations are taking on are small, at least compared to the scope of the major legacy IT systems agencies haven't yet modernized. Mikey Dickerson is the commissioner of the U.S. Digital Service. He says USDS spends a lot of time researching and looking for projects to work on. But Congressman Hurd has another suggestion.
That work is already being done. There's a GAO high-risk report. That high-risk report identifies some of the key projects that are $1 billion or more that are having issues, right? Under FITARA, we have established a number of areas.
Hurd says the organizations shouldn't just look at the high-risk list, but they should also take a look at Inspector General reports from all the major agencies and look for their next project in that way. Phaedra Crusoe is the commissioner of the Technology Transformation Service at the General Services Administration.
Our prioritization process uses a prioritization rubric that looks at both impact and viability, but we cannot parachute in or we cannot kind of pull in customers. They have to come to us and want to work with us.
Industry is frustrated because it's still unclear what roles 18F and the Digital Service each play in this space. Trey Hodgkins is the vice president for public sector at ITAPS. He says the Digital Service and 18F each have the ability to innovate and work in an agile way. And the federal contracting community wants that too.
There's a great degree of frustration about the narrative of bringing in new companies because we want innovation. Our members are frustrated because they feel that the government unique acquisition process has tamped down their ability to deliver that innovation rapidly in agile ways. They do that for their commercial customers. They have those that are government unique or solely in the government space have counterparts in the commercial marketplace to do that. And so to my point in my testimony about unshackling the federal government industrial base, those companies believe that they can also deliver capabilities to the government market in the ways that these entities are doing it.
So do you see it as direct competition, or at least down the road?
I think that we have to figure out how to break these molds that are out there that we, you know, for some of them are decades old, and I think this is a great way to start doing that. But I think we also have to spend a lot of time and attention on taking the best practices they create and translating that, because as they've noted, a lot of what they've done has been to help frame frankly, relatively smaller projects. There has not been necessarily the attention to the really big projects, which we believe the kinds of 56-year-old systems this committee exposed are also going to end up being. They're going to take some time and they're going to take some resources.
Yep.
And we have to figure out how to take the good work that these groups are doing and bringing in those capabilities.
Hurd says he's confident both organizations know they need to improve their communication.
I feel comfortable that there is a plan going forward on how to address that to make sure that this is a tool in the toolkit It's a tool, right? Because we need the private sector as well. We need strong technical expertise within the government as well. So I think this was good in making sure we're all working together.
The subcommittee is also concerned that the Digital Service and 18F too often operate in their own silos when they start work on an agency project. GAO says they're not communicating well with agency IT leadership. That's raising a few eyebrows in the subcommittee, the very one that first introduced and then championed the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act. Dave Powner is the director of IT management issues at GAO.
But when you look at what we're doing with FATAR, if the CIO is to capture all IT spending in a department and then be responsible for the execution of this spending, that would include what we're doing with the digital service teams. That's under the umbrella. That's what we're trying to fix with FATAR, that there's not a lot of rogue operations going on. And I'm not saying, we know that's happening with other services that are being acquired at agencies. We want to get our arms around the IT spend, and we want to get the appropriate governance over that so we got the right security and the right delivery.
Some CIOs say they have misgivings about the collaboration between USDS and 18F and their agencies. Under FATARA, CIOs have the ultimate authority to make IT decisions for their agencies. Powner says he wants CIOs to be included and work more collaboratively with the Digital Service and 18F. Dickerson says he knows the statutes that USDS and agencies develop when they start a new project can be confusing, but he says his organization isn't impeding on CIO authority within FATARA.
I believe that all of the USDS activity is completely in compliance with both the spirit and the letter of FATARA.
But Hurd says the Digital Service and 18F should take these concerns seriously because both organizations and industry are trying to solve similar problems.
The government's messed up, right? The way we buy IT goods and services is messed up. We have difficulty getting smart people that have the technical skills to solve the problems of the future. Is difficult, and what I think should ultimately be happening is everybody that's sitting at this table right now, y'all should be holding hands and working together, because y'all all ultimately have the same goal. Because the only way that we are going to get a digital infrastructure within the federal government that is that the American people deserve is if we break some things on the inside.
In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.